When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I know that you are here to listen to the best humans on the planet to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Let's do this. So I don't know if you guys recall, but a few months back, I had a guest, Liam Naden, and he is a speaker, a teacher, a writer, a podcaster, and a researcher. And when he was on a few months ago, we talked about the brain and how to use it the right way to achieve our goals. That was such a phenomenal conversation. As you guys know, I love goals. I love the way our mind works, neuro-linguistic. As you guys know, I'm in neuro-linguistic programming, like all that great stuff. So it was such a fascinating and fantastic conversation. I wanted to have him back. So I brought Liam back so that he can talk about his process called the Neural State Rebalancing. So it's NSR, which enables you to solve problems, overcome challenges, and reach your goals efficiently and effectively. And so, Liam, thank you so much for being back here. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much, Nina, for having me back. It was great fun last time, and I'm looking forward to this as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. Yeah, we did have a good time. So for those of you who didn't see that episode, please go check it out because it was a lot of fun. And we got to know Liam a little bit better and his research and why he does what he does. But this time I wanted to get into more of what the rebalancing is. Like why, you know, what does it mean? How do you do it? Things like that. So why don't we start with that? Why don't you just let us know what rebalancing your brain actually means?
Okay. Well, it is actually, as the name suggests, it is actually getting your brain working the right way by being in balance, because you have different parts to your brain. They have different functions. In fact, there are four, as we talked about last time, but there are four main parts to your brain. And if they're not working in balance, if they're not doing the job they're supposed to do, you're going to get problems show up in your life. It's a bit like if your car is unbalanced or any other machine that's not working right, it's going to create problems for you. And the brain is essentially a machine. It's designed to do one thing, and that's to give you the best life possible. Because, you know, I was thinking about this before we came on, and I was thinking, we really have got things completely around the wrong way about who we are and about life in general. Because if you look in nature, we live in a natural world, we can't get away from it. You know, our life is dictated to and governed by nature. And the laws of nature. You know that if you walk off a cliff, you're going to go down. And it doesn't matter what you want to think or how many techniques you might use or what ideas you might, or whether you, how hard you pray, that's just the way it works. And we don't question that. We don't doubt that. So we are governed by nature. And if you look at the rest of nature, what is happening in nature? Everything is working really well. In fact, somebody recently came out with a study and concluded that nature is 98% successful. Everything in nature, all living things, are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
They're being the best that they can be. There's no stress. There's no struggle. You know, there's life and death and there's growth and decay, but there's this harmony that exists in all of nature. And that's the way we're supposed to be as well. But unfortunately, instead of being 98% successful, humans are 98% unsuccessful. We're not being the best that we can be. We're not living these lives of fulfillment and abundance, which the rest of nature is. We're very much out of alignment. And there's really only one reason for it. The rest of nature is using the machine that they've been given, their brain, whatever living creature you want to talk about, whether it's an insect or an animal or whatever it is, it's using that brain to be the best that it can be. But we're not doing that. So somehow we've got out of balance. Somehow we're not using this machine, this brain that we've been given the right way. And that's why we create problems, because problems aren't really a natural part of life. if you look in the natural world. They're not, just like gravity is a law of nature, lack of problems, but abundance is another law of nature. And somehow we've missed that. And it comes down to how we're using our brain, this machine, this tool that we've been given to ensure that we are in harmony with nature, we're in harmony with ourselves, and living a life being the best that we can be. It really does come down to that.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, I mean, there's so many ways to dig into that, right, Liam? Because I think as humans, we always think we can make things better, right? As opposed to an animal or an insect or something, right? That knows its purpose, knows what it's supposed to do, and actually just does what they're supposed to do, where we are always trying to reinvent ourselves or, you know, do something better or make, you know, make our children better or our spouse better or whatever it is. And, you know, I think that it is a beautiful gift that we do have this mind where we can, you know, maybe think outside of the box a little bit or, you know, things like that. Right. So how do we rebalance that? How do we rebalance having our minds line up with, let's say, our life purpose, right? Like, what is our life purpose, and how do we make our minds kind of like focus on that and try to create that in our lives, like an animal does, let's say like a dog does or something like that, right? Where they just know that this is what they're supposed to do. They have feelings and emotions as well, but they still do what they're supposed to do, right? Nature does. So can you like touch that a little bit? Like, how can we know what our life purpose is, how to align our life and our mind with that?
Well, it's quite simple, really, because we have the same biological purpose as all of the rest of nature. You're right, every living thing has a purpose. And if you were to ask any biological scientist, what is the purpose of life? They would all give you exactly the same answer. And it's our purpose as well, because we're part of biological nature. And it's simply this, it's to be the best that you can be. Mm-hmm. Because when you're the best that you can possibly be, you have the greatest chance for survival. And everything in nature is wired, aiming for, programmed to seek to survive. So everything is programmed to be the best that it can be so that it has the greatest chance for survival. So your purpose, the purpose of all of us, along with all of nature, on one level, is to be the best that you can be. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean?
Right.
Well, when you really think about it, what it means is to be happy. Because when you're happy, you are the best that you can be. When you're happy, all of your bodily organs and everything about your body functions the best. We all know that disease is caused by stress. Science is more and more identifying that virtually all disease has as its root cause stress.
Right.
So we know that the opposite of stress, which is when your body's working really well, that's when you're going to be healthy. That's when you're going to be able to be the best that you can be physically and recover from injury fastest and resist infections or diseases or whatever it is most easily. But also being the best that we can be as humans means being happy, because that means being the best we can be emotionally and mentally and spiritually. So when we're feeling great, what actually happens to our body is our body performs better when we're feeling great. And our mind performs better as well. When do you come up with the best ideas? When you're feeling good. When are you the most giving and loving? When you're feeling good. When are you the most grateful? When you're feeling good. When are you your most productive and motivated and really doing a lot of good things? It's when you're feeling good. So we are.
That's true.
It's the purpose is to feel good. And that really is what success is. And, you know, I often say to people, so what does success look like for you? And they say to me things like, well, when my business is working really well, or when my marriage is going really well, when I make a lot of money, or when I'm in the right job. But actually, none of those things are success, because people don't want those things. Actually, they don't want the good relationship. They don't want the money. They don't want the job, the great job. What they want is how it will make them feel.
Yeah, and so, that makes sense.
And so what they really want is to feel good. They just think those things will make them feel good. So in other words, when they have the money or the great marriage, then they'll feel good. But that's what they're really looking for. So our whole purpose on a biological as well as a mental and spiritual level is to feel good, is to be happy. And that really is the ultimate measure of success. Are you happy in your life? If you are, you are a quote-unquote success. But if you're not, then you're not being the best that you could be. So you're not being successful. And that's why I mentioned earlier that humans have a 98% failure rate, because only 2% of people are truly successful, are truly happy. 98% of people are living with stress and problems and feeling that they're not in control of their life and that they're not being as good as they can be. So they're not really being biologically successful. They're not being spiritually, mentally, or emotionally successful either, which is all part of it. So success really is very, very simple. And, you know, my measure for my own life is to say, how do I feel right now? Do I feel good? Then I'm successful. Instead of chasing after success out there,
that's interesting.
All you need to do is look in there. Am I feeling good? Then I'm a success. Then I'm successful. I'm being the best that I can be.
Right.
I'm unlocking the power of my brain. And I'm sure we talked about this a bit last time, but that's how you unlock the true power of your brain, is by feeling good and by being successful, because then your brain, this machine, will bring more success to you and make you feel even better. That's what it's there to do.
Right. You know, I agree with a lot of that. I'm just wondering how, okay. So I guess what I want is to be part of the 2%, right? So if I want to be part of the 2% and I want more people to be part of the 2%, so we could flip the numbers, right? From 98% fail rate to maybe 90% success rate, right? How do we do that, Liam? Like, life throws a lot of obstacles your way, a lot of challenges, a lot of loss, grief, you know, things like that your way, right? So how do we do this? How do you start using your brain the right way to help you be happy, or at least have the happiness measure that success that you're looking for in your life, right? How do we start that?
Well, I guess what we need to do first off is to accept that most people are not doing it right. You know, most people are not, whatever people are doing is not working. And we live in an age where we have more information, more resources, more tools, more awareness, more effort, if you like, to try and figure out how to be successful. And many people would say there's never been a time in history when people have been more unhappy and less successful, if you like.
Yeah.
So we need to acknowledge that whatever we're doing is not working. That's the first thing. And because I think it was Einstein who said the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And I think most of us do that. And whether it be with goal setting or trying new techniques or trying to learn more, try harder, be more motivated, put in more effort. But I used to do all of that stuff. And what I ended up with was a lot of problems and stress. Now, I'm not saying that I didn't end up with some good things as well. But a lot of my effort and struggle and trying to work hard, it did result in a lot of stress and a lot of problems. So when we accept that we're not doing it right, then the other thing is to say, well, what is right? What aren't people doing?
Right.
And I think, you know, the main thing people aren't doing is they're not trusting that their brain will bring them the life that it's designed to. I mean, you imagine getting in a motor car and knowing that machine, which it is designed to get you from where you are to where you want to go. But imagine getting into it and being completely stressed because you weren't sure whether it was going to get you there. You didn't know. You didn't know how it worked, but you'd heard and you were told, and everyone told you, well, that's the way you get anywhere is in a motor car. But you were completely stressed and worried and you didn't do any of the right things. You wouldn't get there. You wouldn't do the right things. You would have a very unpleasant journey. Maybe you'd get out and try and push it or do something, you know, which sounds silly, put in a lot of effort and wouldn't make it work properly. And the thing that's missing is someone else would say to you, why are you doing that? Why don't you just trust the car to do its job?
Knowledge.
Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Don't try and figure it out. You just know that you just get in and you press a few buttons and do a few little things and it does the job for you. So if we had that same level of understanding about the machine that's our brain, then we'd do what it tells us to do in the Bible and what nobody is doing, which is to trust that it will do its job for us. Because we're too busy trying to figure things out. And that's using the wrong part of the brain. The part of your brain that you use to figure stuff out is not the part of the brain that actually deals with solutions to your problems. It's not the part that deals with your greater awareness, because you mentioned earlier things like grief, excuse me. And I know, because people say to me, well, it's all very well for you, but are you telling me just to discount my problems? And you're telling me that there aren't awful things going on in the world, and you're telling me there aren't awful things going on in my life, and you're just saying let go and trust. But there's a couple of things there. One is, yes, you do need to trust, but it's not a trust based on some blind faith, because right. that doesn't work. It's a trust based on understanding, just like you trust the car. I mean, we actually live our life based on trust. You trust that your heart is going to beat every second, that you're going to breathe, right. that the sun is going to shine in the morning and come up in the morning, you're going to be there. You trust when you drive down the street that cars coming the other way are going to stay on, you're going to stay on your side of the road, and they're going to stay on their side of the road. So right. life is built on trust, but it's not faith, it's understanding and knowledge and an experience. We know that right. the cars are going to come that way. We know that the sun's going to come up. We know we're going to breathe. So when you develop this awareness and this understanding about how your brain works, and you trust it and you allow it to do its job, one of the things that shifts in a major way is your awareness and your perspective. And a lot of the things, and again, this sounds, you know, I'm not trying to sound unkind or heartless about it, but it really does shift, and you start to see your life in a different way. And yes, there's such things as grief, and yes, there's such things as things that appear to be going in the wrong way, in the wrong direction. But most of the things in our life that appear to be problems, are they really? Are right. they something else? From a different perspective, you know, I look back on my life, and I often work with people and help them to do this exercise. Look back on your life at things that you thought were real problems at the time, and see how many of them you can look from the benefit of hindsight mm-hmm. and say, wow, I'm really glad that happened. Mm-hmm. What a gift that was. And if you can't see it, start to ask yourself that question about things, and you will start to see there was a gift there. There was something that you learned through that experience. There was something it gave you to maybe share with other people and to help them with. So that all comes down to our perspective. So a lot of our quote-unquote problems and stress, when you start using your brain the right way, you see things from a different perspective. And instead of judging them as this horrible thing that you need to get rid of, you can start to say, like, wow, I'm really glad this is happening, or I'm really glad that happened. It's taught me so much. It's given me these opportunities.
So and, true.
You know, so that's just one example of using your brain the right way. It actually helps you. And of course, when you see what's going on in your life that you don't like or isn't working right, when you stop being so stressed about it, you can actually see what to do about it. You know, for example, a good example is, you know, I do a lot of marriage and relationship coaching, and people talk to me about, why do we argue so much? You know, people have a rough time in their marriage, and they end up just arguing all the time, and they know they shouldn't argue, and they wonder why they're arguing, but they still keep arguing. But right. when they change their perspective and say, you know, arguing is ridiculous. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in being right. It doesn't matter who's right. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. This is just ridiculous. In other words, when they change their perspective, they stop arguing. They stop needing to mm-hmm. be the last person to speak. So that's an example of when you change your perspective, suddenly what you thought was a problem, that you need to be right, you need to get across your point of view, you need to make this happen, you suddenly realize, well, I don't need to make it happen. I don't need to get my point of view across. It's far more important just to be happy.
Right. And
that alone right. can get rid of a lot of problems out of your life.
That's so true. Comes down to
perspective. Yeah.
It really, really
I don't
does.
Need to deal I mean, with that person.
Yeah. You know, I mean, but is that what, so tell me a little bit more about neural state rebalancing then. Is that what it is? Is it about perspective? Is it about changing people's perspective on what they're going through? What is NSR? Like, I know you came up with this this program, and this is you know, something that you are really passionate about, and so I really want to know a little bit more. So tell me a little bit more about the neural state rebalancing and how you're working that.
Okay, well, what neurostate rebalancing does excuse me, it is a process that rebalances the four parts of your brain. Remember, we talked okay. about the four parts last time. But the essential thing to realize is that you have two emotional states that are governed by how you use the four parts of your brain. And the two emotional states are either a creative state or a destructive state. Now, a creative state is when you're feeling good, you're being your best, you're being happy. Your awareness is expanded. You can see the true perspective. You can see the right way to deal with problems. You can see how to stop creating more problems by doing the wrong things or saying the wrong things. You come up with new ideas. You become more creative. You find better solutions. You find new opportunities to make money, for instance, or you get a different job or a different career that suddenly it just comes to you and it all fits together. So that's the creative emotional state, and that is activated and dominated by one of the four parts of your brain called your creative brain. That's what its job is there to do, to make you the best that you can be by keeping you happy and doing all the right things and having all the right things happen in a higher state of awareness. Now, there's another emotional state, which is a destructive state. And that's when you do all the wrong things. That's when you're pushing and struggling and making mistakes and shouting at people and arguing and doing things on impulse that are all wrong. And that's when your life is a mess. And that's when you're not using your creative brain.
Right.
You're using what I call your survival brain. And your survival brain is based on fear. So fear, stress, worry, anxiety, when you feel those, what you're actually doing is you're operating from the place of your survival brain. And that part of your brain is designed to fight off an immediate threat to your survival. Get rid of the lion coming at you from the forest or whatever. It's not designed to solve your problems, because what it actually does when you're operating from that state is you've shut down the problem-solving part of your brain, which is your creative brain. So, you've got two emotional states. You're either in this creative feel-good state where everything is working, when you're in the flow, when you're in the zone, and you're doing the right things and you're seeing the right things to do and the right things are happening, or you're in a reactive, destructive, stressed, worried, fearful state where things are not going right. And we don't realize, what we actually think is, well, how I feel is based on what's going on in my world. So if I can fix what's going on out there, in other words, if I can fix the problems, if I can heal the relationship, if I can make the money, then I'll feel good. Mm-hmm. But it's actually the opposite to the way it works, because you can only do all that stuff when you feel good, because that stuff is created for you by your creative brain. If you're stuck in your survival brain, all you can do is make mistakes and create more problems, because that part of your brain, one of the things it does is it's looking for problems in your life.
Yeah, it's
wired to do that. Mm-hmm. So neurostate rebalancing, what it actually does is it helps your brain to operate from this creative state. So what that means is it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, and I know this sounds weird, but it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. There is a way to actually look at it, or should I say, for your brain to see it for what it really is, which is a gift, an opportunity, something that you can use, something that's going to help you, something you can grow with, not a problem or a stress that's there to harm you. Because your brain is saying, what's going on? Is it good or bad? If it sees that it's bad, it thinks that it's going to harm you. And then it puts you in that struggle state where it can't show you the solution. But if it thinks, well, perhaps that's not a threat to my survival, perhaps that's not really a problem, or perhaps it's a gift or an opportunity or something that's good for me, no matter what it is. In other words, if you change your perspective, then it puts you into your creative state. It unlocks your creative brain. And that's when you can deal with it. You know, one of the examples, as I say, I do a lot of marriage and relationship coaching, and I'm sure we've all been in the situation where maybe a friend or a family member is having a rough time in their marriage, and they come to you and they say, you know, my wife and I, we're not getting on well, and we're arguing all the time. You can see very clearly what they should do. You go, I know how to solve the problem. Why don't you just get a divorce? Or why don't you stop arguing? Or why don't you just relax and calm down and don't make such a big deal out of things, whatever it is. You can see what to do, but they can't. instead of them saying to you, yeah, you're right, we should get a divorce, or okay, I'll stop arguing, and stop arguing, they tend to justify and say, no, you don't understand. It's really hard. And of course, relationships are supposed to be hard. You're supposed to work at them, all of these things. And the reason is they're using a part of their brain that's based on fear, stress, anxiety, and they can't see the right answer. Mm-hmm. So we know this is how it works. You can see the answer because you're not stressed and worried about it. That allows your brain to see the right answer. So wouldn't it be great if you could do that for yourself?
Yeah.
And even if you're in a situation that you don't like, something that's not going right, you could activate the part of your brain that can actually find the right solution, that can show you what to do, and it will get you to do it, because that's part of the other trick. You might even see what to do, but you feel too afraid to do it. But when you use your creative brain, it will not only bring you the right solutions, it will get you to do them, and it will bring the people and circumstances that you need to make it all happen as well. So what neurostate rebalancing reorganizes your brain. I'm not sure that's quite the right expression, but it helps to get your brain to see the difference between something that it should feel bad about, in other words, something that could harm you there
that's
and then,
good.
And all of these other things that we've got, all of these fears and worries and stresses about, which we don't need to have. You know, people are worried about the economy, for instance, or about finances. I used to be so worried about all of these things all my life. Even though I was a multimillionaire, I was still worried about my finances.
Yeah, of course.
And why is that? That's utterly, it doesn't make any logical sense. We live in the best time in history. We live in a world of huge abundance. We should be incredibly happy. And the reason we're not is because that's not how our brain is looking at our life. Our brain, when we're in a stress state, is in the survival state, and it's looking at everything as sees everything as dangerous. You haven't got enough. You need more. You need to solve this problem. There's that going wrong. That's all that part of your brain sees. But when you activate your creative brain, you can actually start being successful. You can start being happy, and you can put things in the proper perspective. And you can deal with the things that need to be dealt with, but the other things, you realize they don't need to be dealt with. And so much of our life, we spend trying to fix things that really, if we just left
that's
them alone,
so true. Yeah,
they would fix themselves.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And you know, that I think, you know, a lot of what you're saying makes a lot of sense to me. Also, you know, that we have to protect our brain too in many different ways too, right? Like what, you know, being careful maybe what we're watching or listening to and things like that, because you talked about the economy and all that. And so a lot of that does affect our brain and does affect how we're seeing things and our perspectives and things like that. So how do you, with your clients, use NSR then? How do you help them with that? Is there a program that you put them through? Are they, you know, do they coach with you as well? Like, explain that part of it for me, for those who are listening and are very interested in what you're talking about.
Sure. Well, I do have a complete coaching program, and there are three parts to it to help people to start or to rebalance their brain and operate from their natural creative state, being successful, to really being in control of their life and to create the life that they're supposed
to
have.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So there are three parts. The first part that I go into is to really give you a good understanding of how your brain actually works. Because it's a bit like with a car. When you suddenly realize that you don't need to get out from behind and push, and that it operates on a certain type of fuel, and that you press you release the handbrake and you put it in gear and press the accelerator and it goes, and then you steer it. When you understand that, so much of your stress disappears. You could go because you think, well, that's how it works. So I put a lot of emphasis on the first part, which is understanding how your brain works. Because when you do, you think, well, I'd be silly to use it any other way. That's just how it works. It's, you don't need to believe it anymore. It's just logical.
Right.
The second thing in the NSR program is exactly what you were just saying a moment ago, which was so powerful, and that is, when you think about that the enemy is feeling bad, when you feel bad, you're in the wrong mental state, you're in the wrong brain state to create your life, or to allow your brain to create your life the way you're to be the best that you can be. So the enemy is fear. So the second part of the program is helping people identify what they're doing to create fear in their life. And that's exactly right. What are they watching? Who are they talking to? How? What are they talking about?
What are they
thinking about? What are they putting into their mind and body? Because this is all the wrong fuel. If it activates fear, stress, anxiety, it's like walking off the off the cliff. I'm sorry, no matter how justified you might feel, you're going to crash.
Right.
You're going to go down. And it's the same with your brain. No matter how justified you might feel, if you allow yourself to feel fear, stress, worry, anxiety, you're activating the wrong part of your brain, the part that will never solve your problems, never give you the life you want.
Right.
So the second part of the program is to really, and most of the time people aren't aware of what they're doing to put these bad feelings into their life. What about their what in their environment they're allowing to happen? So there's a lot of emphasis on that to understand and to start to minimize, if not eliminate, and it can be done. You can eliminate the things that are making you feel bad coming into your life when you realize what's at stake for a start. So that's the second part. And the third part is once you've stopped the things coming into your life that are making you feel bad, that are activating the wrong mental state, that are keeping your brain unbalanced, what you need to do is you need to get your brain to see the difference between something it should be afraid of and something it doesn't need to be afraid of.
Right, right. So clarity and perspective,
And that's what neurostate rebalancing does, is it teaches your brain. That's the process to teach your brain, because often you think, why do I feel bad? What? Or somebody tells me something and it makes me feel bad. You know, somebody says, oh, the stock market's crashed and I feel bad. But why should you feel bad when the stock market's crashed? It's not logical. You're not going to die there and then. But your brain, by making you feel bad, literally interprets it as something that makes you think you're going to die there and then.
Yeah.
So you need to retrain your brain to say, hang on, brain, the stock market crashing, me losing all my money, for instance, does not mean I'm going to die. Can you see the difference? And when your brain does see the difference, it doesn't get stressed out about it, or it doesn't create a panic.
That's good. Yeah.
And then you only operate from your stress state when you've really got something to be stressed about, when something's about to come along and eat you. That's what it's there for. And the rest of the time, you see the perspective. Okay, the stock market's down. What does that mean? It means I should buy more. That's what the clever people do. You know, the Warren Buffetts of the world, they love it when everything's on sale in the stock market. To them, it's not a problem. They don't get stressed about it. They get excited.
So
what's
good.
The only difference? Their perspective, his perspective, his knowledge.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah, knowledge. Yeah. Yeah.
To be, and because he's not stressed about it, he can act on it in a constructive way and get richer by buying things at a discount.
So good.
This is the opportunity you have when you start realizing that your brain will do all these things for you. It will give you the right perspective. It will give you the opportunities and it will make sure you act on them. But when you're stuck in a state of fear, you're going to do the opposite. You know, most people in the stock market, they buy when the price is at the highest and they sell when it's the lowest. And we all know it should be the opposite.
Right.
And this isn't a financial stock market talk, but you know what I mean? People do the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, that's the 98%, right? That's the 98% you're talking about. How we think of things in a different way, how we think of things in a way of fear. And that's very, very true, right? I you know, I'm just listening to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, it just makes an enormous amount of sense, right? Because it is perspective, Liam. It's knowledge and perspective. And it's also like somebody who's listening to this right now and maybe wants to work with you also has to get over the fear of, you know, how much is it? Can I invest in myself? Like all that kind of stuff. These fears that come up with people when they do need to kind of overcome that fear so that they can move forward in their lives. And a lot of times people are so afraid that they don't even invest in themselves, right? They're in fear of how much is this going to cost and how much money this is and whatever have you. And yet you're stuck and you're not getting out of it, right? It's what you're saying in the beginning, the 2% that think differently. The 2% that think differently, Liam, because that's one of the things even I had to get out of that poverty mentality, out of those fears, out of all of that mentality that I grew up with, right? So that I could invest in myself to then start to strive like I am right now in my life, right? And it's that doing it, I call it do it afraid, right? Doing things afraid at first, doing them anyway. And then what happens, Liam, I feel, is your brain starts to recognize that is not so scary, you know? And then you start to become accustomed to that's actually not such a big deal. That's actually not so scary. I now can, and then it becomes a part of you, right, Liam? So it's almost like a training of your brain as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything. When you learn to ride a bike,
right?
You tried to get on it and you fell off and you scratched your knee or whatever. Did you say, oh, I'm terrified of riding a bike, I'm never going to do that again? Or did you go, well, it felt a little bit uncomfortable, but I know that it won't be uncomfortable when I learn how to do it.
Right.
So, and you don't see it as a problem. You go, oh, I fell off. Okay, so I'll get up and try again.
Right.
And that's exactly the same with, because I think it's not so much a question what I've discovered with the brain as of working, through your fear and saying, I'm afraid, but I'm going to do it. What actually happens really when we're working with fear is it's when we overcome fear that we act. We don't act because of fear. I don't know if you've done any fire walks. I've done a few.
No.
And the interesting thing about that is you look down at the 3,000 degree hot burning coals and you're terrified. And you can't move when you're terrified. But it's only when you say to yourself, oh, I'm just going to do it. That's when you do it. You don't do it when you're afraid. It's when you release the fear. That's when you do it.
So good.
So the good thing about realizing that is you don't need to struggle with fear. You just need to release it and say, and this is where the beauty of understanding how your brain works. It's like a car. Again, you might be terrified getting in, thinking I might go in the wrong direction or it might blow up. But when you understand how it works, you're not afraid at all. You would be afraid if you didn't understand.
Yeah.
But you're not when you understand. You just go, I don't need to be afraid. It's going to work. And everywhere we're taught in the Bible, trust, have faith, believe. You're going to be looked after. You're special.
Yeah.
Life is going to be great. God will provide. Wherever you look, God will provide. He's given you a machine to ensure that you get the best of what you want. But you have to use it the right way. You can't just blame God if your life's not going right when he's given you the machine and he's given you the instruction manual in the Bible and said, don't be afraid, just, feel good and then the right things will happen, which is pretty much it. But you can't do that until you understand that's how it works. You can't just go, I'm going to feel good. I feel good. And we all know the problem with affirmations or trying to talk yourself, tell lies to yourself. That's all you're doing is telling lies to yourself.
Right.
You have to get in under the hood and get your brain making you feel a different way, using its perspective, sorting out the truth from what isn't the truth. In other words, working the right way. And that's when
it
happens.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much, Liam. This is why I wanted you back on here, because last time we had such a powerful conversation and I knew that my audience was going to get even more amazing nuggets out of you. So this is fantastic. So guys, I just love Liam. I love his energy. I love his mind. I love everything he's pouring out here with you guys today. So Liam, before I let you go, I have a really great audience. It's a very great active audience. So I want them to know how they can support you, maybe work with you, like all of that great stuff. So tell us how we can get that going.
Well, I would love anyone who's to help people really get control of their life by understanding how their brain works the right way. And I have my neurostate rebalancing coaching program. I'd love for some people to join that. And in fact, I think, your listeners are a special lot. And if they listen this far, I know they're really, they do want to be in the 2%. With your permission, I'd like to offer them make a special offer. If they go to my website, which is liamnaden.com, when they enroll for the coaching program, Neurostate Rebalancing Coaching Program about using your brain, there's a discount code there. And I'll give them a 20% discount which is about around $100. And I can't remember how much. It's $397, so 20% off that. And all they need to do is just put in Straight Talk in the discount code.
Yay.
And then I know that it's from you. And not only that, so they'll get the whole program. It's all the modules. It's about how your brain works, how to eliminate fear, how to use this neurostate rebalancing process just to really activate the part of your brain that will put you in control of your life and start getting the results you really want. So that's a special offer. So 20% off, just use the code Straight Talk on my website, liamnaden.com. But the other thing is, I'd like to give the first 10, we haven't talked about this, or I hope this is right with you, but the first 10 of your listeners who enroll, I'll also give them a free 30-minute one-on-one coaching call with me. So then we can I can really help them get down to what's holding them back, what's stopping them, what's the block from using their brain the right way. Because really, my job, the way I see it, I want to become go out of business because everybody is using their brain the right way. They don't need me when working, because this is natural. This is the way we're designed to be.
Liam, you got a long way to go before everybody's going to be on board. That's 98%. We got to change them all, Liam. This is why we're here, right?
Yeah, it's tragic, really, that, you know, there is so much, if you like, misunderstanding in the world about how who we are and how we work, because really that's what it comes down to. And I think people have spent a lifetime driving a car the wrong way, but being told, well, if you have leather seats, or if you buy this new radio, or you buy this new air conditioning, they're trying to put in all these little extras that are costing them their time and money, but it's not really what's going to make it work better. Yeah. Might give them a slightly better experience for a little while, but it's not going to make the machine give them the result. It's not going to get them to where they want to go in the right way. So that's awesome. That's my mission, as well as yours, to help people understand this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing all of this knowledge. And thank you so much for, giving this to my audience, because I love talking about, you know, mindsets and goals and how we live our lives and impacting others. And so this is going to be really great. And I'm excited to announce it more and let people know that they have this amazing discount and this free call with you. This is fantastic. So thank you for being here and sharing your wisdom. I truly appreciate it. Thank you, Liam. Thank you.
Thank you, Nina. Thanks very much for having me.
I appreciate it. Guys, you heard him. Thank you so much to Liam, because he is really pouring into you guys, not just all of this amazing knowledge that you already see. You already see it. You already know that he knows what he's talking about, right? But now he's also giving you a 20% discount. The code is Straight Talks for you to get 20% off to go and experience this amazing program where you're going to rebalance your brain. And that's what this is about, rebalancing your brain so that you can start seeing things the way they should be seen, so that you can be in a place of creativity, so that you could be in a place where you're going to thrive and grow, because you have one life, you have one time. This is not a dress rehearsal. So let's make it count. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. You are the best, okay? I have the best podcasting community ever. I really do. And I appreciate you guys being on here. Make sure you go on to winject.com/register, winject.com/register, and register for my free community, because I want to be really connected with you, and I want us to brainstorm and be with each other and connect in a deeper way. If you are looking for coaching, please make sure that you also email me at hello@straighttalknosugaredit.com. I work with women and I help them develop that business that they are envisioning in their hearts so that they can win. Thank you guys so much for being here. Love you, love you, love you. This is Dina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.